ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਡੇ। ਆਵਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਫਰੋਮ ਗੌੜੀ ਗੁਰੇਰੀ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਇਸ ਫੋਲੋਜ਼। ਜੀ ਜੁਗਤ ਜਾਕੇ ਹੈ ਹਾਥ, ਸੋ ਸਿਮਰੋ ਅਨਾਥ ਕੋ ਨਾਥ। ਪ੍ਰਭ ਚਿਤ ਆਏ ਸਭ ਦੁੱਖ ਜਾਏ, ਪੈ ਸਭ ਬਿਨ ਸਹ ਹਰ ਕੇ ਨਾਏ। ਬਿਨ ਹਰ ਭਉ ਕਾਹੇ ਕਾ ਮਨ ਹੈ, ਹਰ ਬਿਸਰਤ ਕਾਹੇ ਸੁਖ ਜਨ ਹੈ। ਰਹਾਉ ਜਿਨ ਧਾਰੇ ਬਹੁ ਧਰਨ ਅਗਾਸ, ਜਾਂ ਕੀ ਜੋਤ ਜੀ ਪ੍ਰਗਾਸ। ਜਾਂ ਕੀ ਬਖਸ਼ ਨ ਮੇਟੈ ਕੋਏ, ਸਿਮਰ ਸਿਮਰ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਹੋਇ। ਆਠ ਪਹਿਰ ਸਿਮਰਹੁ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਨਾਮ, ਅਨੇਕ ਤੀਰਥ ਮੱਜਨ ਇਸਨਾਨ। ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਕੀ ਸਰਣੀ ਪਾਹੇ, ਕੋਟ ਕਲੰਕ ਖਿਨ ਮਹਿ ਮਿਟ ਜਾਹੇ। ਬੇਮੁਹਤਾਜ ਪੂਰਾ ਪਾਤ ਸਾਹੋ, ਪ੍ਰਭ ਸੇਵਕ ਸਾਚਾ ਵੇ ਸਾਹੋ। ਗੁਰਪੂਰੇ ਰਾਖੇ ਦੇ ਹਾਥ, ਨਾਨਕ ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਸਮਰਾਥ। The theme of this passage, when we examine it, is essentially a cure for our existential fear. How does one get rid of the free-floating anxiety that we all feel, no matter what? And what exactly is this existential fear, Pao, that the Guru is referring to? At bottom, it is nothing more than the fear of death, because that is what is the source of our anxiety, whether we know about it or not. And that's the fundamental thing about life. So the Guru says, Bin har pao kahe ka manne, har bisrat kahe sukh janne. So he presents it as a question. Why live with fear, he says. Instead, live in awe and reverence for the Herself. When the Herself is forgotten, he says, how is happiness even possible? Har bisrat kahe sukh janne? How? It's not possible. That is the way that the context is being provided. And then the Guru says in the first verse, the last pankti here is, Pair sab bin se har ke naaye. Here, naaye signifies hukam. So the first verse reads, Ji jukt jaake hai haath, so simro anath ko naath. ਪ੍ਰਭ ਚਿਤ ਆਏ ਸਭ ਦੁੱਖ ਜਾਏ, ਪੈ ਸਭ ਬਿਨ ਸਹਿ ਹਰ ਕੇ ਨਾਏ। ਸੋ ਦ ਲਿਟਰਲ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਔਰ ਪੈਰਾਫਰੇਜ਼ ਵੁੱਡ ਰੀਡ, ਮਾਈ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟੈਂਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਫੀਅਰ, ਪੈ ਸਭ, ਸਭ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲ, ਸੋ ਕਲੈਕਟਿਵਲੀ ਮਾਈ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟੈਂਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਫੀਅਰ ਇਵੈਪੋਰੇਟਡ ਬਿਨ ਸਹਿ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਅਟਿਊਨਡ ਟੂ ਦ ਲਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਹਰ ਕੇ ਨਾਏ। When Prabh wisdom dawned in my mind, that is to say, Prabh chit aaye, then what happened? All sorrow vanished. Sab dukh jaye. So therefore, the Guru advises us, recall, remember, and attune to that one. So simro. And then he describes who that so is, who holds the key to our existence. Ji jugt jaake hai haath, and who protects its creatures, anath ko Nath. So essentially, by recollecting, by remembering, by visualizing, by internalizing self-knowledge, one learns to attune oneself to hukam. And when that happens, existential fear disappears, which is suggesting here that when one attunes to one's real nature, one recognizes that the body with which we are so heavily identified is degradable, that it is in the nature of matter to degrade, and therefore the fear of its degradation dissipates. Jin tare bahu taran agas, ja ki jyot ji pragas, ja ka baks na mete koi, simar simar prab nirbho hoye. Again, the emphasis is on simar simar prab nirbho hoye. Prab is an attribute of wisdom of the self. So the guru is saying, remembrance, simmer. So one would wonder, why is this emphasis on remembrance and recollection? Primarily because that is who we truly are, but at the moment we are in a fit of forgetfulness. So if you try and recollect with enough concentration of the mind, gradually, with the help of Gurbani, you will begin to understand yourself to be the substance that creates the body, the essence out of which the body is created. You're not the body, but you're the essence that causes it to happen. And so therefore, and how do you identify with it? You bring it to mind, and the mind then understands its own true nature. It begins to see itself for what it is, because right now the mind is tied to the ego, so it sees itself through a very constricting consciousness where it sees itself as the center of the universe and everything else around it as objects. But when it realizes its true nature, then it sees itself as part of a large network. It begins to understand that behind this diversity is one single unity. So recollection, remembrance, simran, smaran is the method in Gurmat to actually touch your own essence. Wisdom, because it is of the nature of wisdom and knowledge. And what the Guru is telling us here in verse 2 is that that same knowledge, that same wisdom permeates the entire galaxy. So he's saying, become fearless, nirbho hoy, by recollecting, by cultivating the wisdom or the knowledge of the Prab Self within. Because that wisdom, that knowledge, is actually the support of the entire cosmos, of the planets and the stars. Jinatare bautaran akas. It is also the animating light within us. Jaki jyot ji pargas. And its charity cannot be erased. Jaki baks na mete koi. So we see here, we need to understand this in terms of knowledge, in terms of consciousness. Consciousness is not just an empty thing. It is replete with knowledge, information, not of the kind that we are accustomed to. And that is what we have to discover. So we are speaking here about different levels of consciousness that we have to traverse, reaching to universal consciousness, which is Ekongkar, and whose hukam is what we have to identify with. And that happens on a constant basis. So in the third verse, contrasting other methods, The Guru says, Aath pehar simroh prab naam, anik teerth majjan isnan, paar brahm ki sarani pahe, koot kalank khin meh mit jaye. So instead of scrubbing the body by bathing at pilgrimages, anik teerth majjan isnan, which is standard practice, the Guru is saying, find the road to transcendence. Par brahm ki sarani pahe. Sarani, oftentimes translated as refuge, shelter, feet, but it also suggests a path, road. So I have chosen to use that because it makes more sense. So what the Guru is saying to us is, instead of scrubbing the body at pilgrimages, bathing at pilgrimages, find the road to transcendence. There is a path. How do you do it? Aath pehar simro prab naam. By developing constancy in self-awareness through self-knowledge. In other words, become completely self-aware at all times. And that is how the stain of the ego, kot kalank khin mein mit jahe, kot, thousands of stains, suggesting here that the stain of the ego is a long embedded one. So kot kalank khin mein, in an instant, once you become self-aware, self with a capital S, of your essence, then in an instant, the mistaken identity with the ego just vanishes. And then in the end, Be Mohtaj Pura Pat Saha Prab Sevak Sacha Visaha Gura Pure Rakhe De Hath Nanak Par Brahm Samrat. When the disciple, and the disciple here is the mind, seeks wisdom with conviction, Visaho, with confidence, then the perfect Guru Enlightener, lends a supporting hand. In other words, if you do this with conviction, the Guru will actually give you the support and lend you a hand to make sure that you succeed. And that is how Nanak found the Transcendent One, which is also the sovereign experience. Nanak par brahm samrat, not wanting for anything, independent. So that is a state of consciousness where there is absolutely no dependency. You're truly free at that moment. So in this passage we see that the Guru has been kind to us to explain to us how to follow the path of Sikhi. Until the next time, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.